Listening Practice 5. Brian and Dora are listening to a podcast about sport and health. Listen and fill in the missing information in the spaces provided. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Do you want to listen to that podcast I was telling you about? It's by a guy called Marcus Black, and he's talking about sport and health.
Cool, let's listen.
Okay, here we go.
Welcome to Health.com. I'm Marcus Black, and I'll be your host. My guest today is Dr. Eva Fong. Dr. Fong is a specialist in sports science, and the author of the book, Fitness and Age. So, Dr. Fong, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
Great. I've talked about fitness and health in previous podcasts, and it's really something that people in Hong Kong are quite interested in. What factors should we consider if we are thinking of taking up a sport?
Well, the first thing to think about is your age. If you are under the age of 35, you can pretty much take up any sport you like, providing that you have no particular health issues. Another thing to think about is your fitness level. If you are slightly overweight or if you smoke, you should definitely avoid sports like football, squash, or basketball.
Really? Why? Why should I avoid these sports?
Because these sports often involve sudden movements and quick responses. I mean, you have to respond quickly to what your opponent is doing or to where the ball is going. There can be sudden increases in the heartbeat, which can cause problems for some people.
I see. Are there any sports that are safe and suitable for everyone?
Well, walking, swimming, and cycling are considered ideal sports for the elderly and for those who aren't too fit. These sports are safe because you can control your own pace. In other words, you can go as slowly or as fast as you wish.
True, I can control my own pace. So it's important to choose the right sport for your age.
Yes, it is very important because as our body ages, it loses strength and flexibility.
Yes, I noticed that my mum is not as strong and as flexible as she was. Right. So the elderly should choose sports that aren't too strenuous.
Yes. Even though some people have chosen the right sport for their age and fitness level, they often do things wrongly.
Can you give some examples of that?
Well, some people who want to lose weight may have the misconception that doing more exercise will help them lose the extra pounds, but it won't.
No?
Not at all. You have to combine exercise with a low-calorie diet in order to get the results. What people often don't realise is that it takes hours and hours of exercise just to burn a small amount of fat. Also, some people eat way too much after exercise because they feel that they deserve it. They don't realise that they simply put back the calories they've lost in the gym.
What else can people do that could lead to serious problems?
First, many people know that it is important to warm up before exercise, but they don't realise that they need to cool down after exercise. It is important to cool down because our body needs time to wind down. Many people like going straight to a shower when they finish. I think it's a bad idea.
Well, I've seen many people do just that.
Another mistake that many people make, including professional sportspersons, is that they continue to exercise when they are sick.
I remember there have been a few cases of athletes dying because they continued with the training when they were sick.
Yes. So, if you're feeling under the weather, you must stop exercising until you have fully recovered.
Well, okay. That's about all the time we have for today. I've been talking to Dr. Eva Fong, who is the author of the new book, Fitness and Age. Dr. Fong, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you so much.
Join me next week for another conversation about health and fitness. I'm Marcus Black, and we'll talk again soon.
That is the end of Listening Practice 5. You now have 1.5 minutes to tidy up your answers.